Very good. Like I was very impressed. Like we have quite a few young players in there. So tomorrow, like Bishevskis, Freiberts, Robert Bukarts, Gunsha is gonna come in too. So like obviously we're gonna add a couple of veterans tomorrow. But you know, like very good practice. I felt that they had good focus, good energy. So like it's a good start. And many of those young players will have a chance to play in France. So like we want to use this tournament as an investment to give them a chance to play, give us a chance to see where they're at in their progression. Maybe some of those kids will come back in February with us. Maybe some of those kids won't come back, but at least we want to give them a taste of, you know, like the national team. And you know, like first practice was very good. The thing is that, you know, like many European leagues, like the KHL and other leagues, players travel a lot, and that's why like we decided to, you know, like not to bring too many veterans like Zili, Balinskis. They're young players, so they need the experience, plus they have the energy. And you know, like when you look at Indrasis and you know, like many other players, you know, like we feel that we know what they can bring to us, and also they know what's expected from them on our side. So like we're so far away from May that we have plenty of time to practice. So that's why we decided as a group that it was better to give those young players, you know, like a chance to perform for Latvian national team.
How did it feel for you personally to be back on ice with Latvian national team again?
Great. Like I love it. I love this country. I love the city of Riga. I love the players. They want to learn, and you know, like for me to come back, it was a pretty easy decision.
Was it all about the digits in the contract?
No, not at all. No, it's not about the digits.
I mean,
digits.
The long negotiation.
No. It's just a matter that, you know, like I think it was between my agent and the federation. And in the summer, lots of time, like, you know, like many people are traveling and everything. I sat with Viestus. You know what? I did the video in July. You know, like the video that I said that I was proud to come back and airing, that video was done at my hockey camp in July in the United States. We announced the contract, like, no, so I knew I was coming back. Viestus knew I was coming back. The Federation knew. It was just a matter of finalizing the contract and everything. Like, you know, I had three offers during the summer, and I didn't take them. So I had plenty of good options. This is a challenge that I like. This is, I'm working with people that I really like, and plus I'm working with players that I like. So I think that, you know, it's a matter of choosing your challenges, and you know, I like it. Plus I have a chance to work with you guys.
Any NHL options turned down?
No, I had some talks, but I didn't get any offers. But you know, like that's okay. There's lots of coaches around. You know, like there's lots of coaches around. So, that's the way it goes.
Edgar Smusalskis is going to help you to coach this team in France. How do you feel about him on the bench?
I love it. I was so impressed with him last year. Like, what a great pro. So proud to, you know, like to be part of the Latvian national team, that it's an easy decision. You know, like it's so easy. Every day he's happy, you know, like he wants to work, he wants to make people around him better. So like this is how we're going to build a good hockey culture in Latvia, with people like Edgars Masalskis. He's so much fun to work with that, you know, like I have tremendous respect for him.